Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I really can't hit on you because I don't like people that look like you have a family.
Oh, hi-yo. I do kind of look like, I look like an Italian Adam Sandler with straight hair.
Yeah. Well, my wife just showed up in my office with just a t-shirt on, making humping motions as we go live right now.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that we keep this level of professionalism.
No, it's rated R tonight.
Huh?
I said it's rated R tonight. It's rated R tonight. Yeah.
Well, then let's get nasty. Yeah, but it's rated R, and your wife's trying to make it rated A.
She's like, hey, you want to rate it PG-13? She showed me her boobies.
She did what?
All right, well, this is a sophisticated show.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. I do not condone of this. This is Tiger Taylor. I believe in bringing you knowledge from books, life, and stuff. So I'll bring myself into the show since Matt's occupied today. You can see that his wife supports his dream by distracting him during his dream. So if no one takes it seriously, I will take it seriously. So, Monday Motivation, what has been on your mind lately, and what can you do? What steps? I started something again today. I woke up today, and I said, I'm going to start writing down 5 things that I can do daily for, like, a checklist, because I was listening to a podcast with Aubrey Marcus, the CEO of Onnit, and he was talking about small wins in your life lead to big wins. So set yourself up for a bunch of small wins, and ultimately you'll gain giant wins. So one thing I put down on my list today, I'll read mine, my 5 things that I'm going to start doing every morning, or every day rather. I have 24 hours to complete them. So I... Well, probably like 16 or 17, however long I'm awake. I don't have a full 24 because I'm not up for 24 hours a day. So, Duolingo. I have to do 1 lesson on my Duolingo. 2, it says complete all work for my work. I get lazy and I'll procrastinate my daily reports. I'll do them tomorrow. I'll do them tomorrow. And that's a downfall for me. It's that procrastination we've talked about on the show. 3, meditate. 4, exercise. Meditate using the Calm app again. I've never deleted the app. I've just neglected it. So I'm going back to that. And last but not least, it says, name 3 things I'm grateful for. The reason why I added gratitude back to the list is if you guys remember when we reviewed the book with Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness, he talks about daily gratitude. And that's something that Matt talks about as well, is expressing gratitude. He's talked about that long before Lewis Howes told me about it. But today Lewis Howes said, I believe it was on Twitter, I'll look it up for you guys real fast. But he's the reason why I added that as my 5th. Let me go to Lewis Howes. Lewis Howes said today, he posted a meme that I can't find. Okay. That I can't find. So he said something today about setting pathways in your thoughts, you know, and by 3 ways of rewiring your brain for happiness is to name 3 things that you're grateful for daily. So, yep, here it is, Instagram. You can rewire your brain to be happy by simply recalling 3 things you're grateful for every day for 21 days. So every day on my wake-up list that I write and that I try to get done in the amount of time that I'm awake for, gratitude is now on there. So 3 things I'm grateful for. So that's my 3 things. Those are 3 things that I'm working on this week for the next 21 days, and hopefully that 21 days will make it a habit, because these are good habits. waking up. I wish I remember the guest on Aubrey Marcus podcast. I don't remember the guest. I remember the message, though, which is just as valuable. And the message is, if you win your morning, you win the day. If you win the morning, you win the day. Ways to win the morning is set your ways to win in life is to set small goals first and achieve all of your small goals. And those small goals will turn into medium-sized and then large, and you'll just become in the habit of reaching your goals. Matt, what's on your Monday motivation? Do you have time to podcast with us, or are you still playing touch, bud?
No, buddy. I was just listening to you, man. I did not want to interrupt. So you talk about
podcasts. I love it when you interrupt.
I'm going to talk about 500 things.
Ooh.
So listen to my boy Steve Harvey. I love Steve Harvey. If you haven't had a chance to listen to his backstory, please do. Please take time to listen to his story. You can find him on YouTube. You can find him on the Steve Harvey Show. You can do a little bit of research. But this man has a lot of wisdom, a lot of wisdom. And he talks about take one week, and write down 500 things you want to do in life. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter when you will accomplish it. Just write them all down. 500. If you want to be president, put the president down. If you want to have dinner in France, put that down. If you want to read 500 books, put that down. Put anything and everything down. The reason being, he says, is because we are not conditioned to think so large. And this will make us step outside of our comfort zone and really get to know ourselves. You can start small by 30, 50, 100, 150, 200, 500. So you really need to write down your goals. Speak them into life, and it will give you a higher chance of actually achieving that no matter what area of life you come from. So I'm going to start with that. I started doing it yesterday. I wrote down 500. Started with a little bit. Now I'm up to 100 things that I want to do. By the end of the week, I want to work up to 500 things I want to do. And I'm going to post those on my Instagram when I'm done.
My problem is I don't know 500 things that I want to do. I mean,
see, that's the thing is
that
you have to sit down with yourself and discover what you would like to do.
I mean, I can only think of things that I assume that I would want to do, but I think I would get light on my list. Like, I would put President of the United States. Honestly, I have no desire to be the President of the United States. It's not a dream of mine. It's nothing. I'm not interested in politics. I don't care. But I think if I was just writing a list of things that I think I should say, I would get light in my delivery in that. You know, I feel that I would just start putting things like professional basketball player. Well, I'm 32, but man, it'd be sweet to be a professional basketball player. You know, I would just put things that aren't realistic anymore or things that I don't even want to do necessarily, but that I think would be cool, like be an astronaut, go to space, walk on the moon. These are 500 things that I could put. I don't actually want to do them. I just want to do them to the experience of like that. You know, you just say, like, oh, this would be cool if I could do this. You know, I think I'd put things on there that were pretty meaningless. You think so?
Yeah. Why not? Why not put it down?
Because I feel like it's wishy-washy. I just feel like it's wishy-washy. I feel like some of that stuff is just, you know. One thing that I'll never do that I think is pretty cool is, like, get over my fear of heights. I would write that down. But that's just so I can write down number 56 so I can move on to number 57. You know, so I like that idea. I just, gosh, maybe I just need to get more interest. You know, I don't have enough interest that allows me to write 500 things.
Do you want to have dinner with, let's say, the new UFC owners? Do you want to have,
I guess, you know,
in person?
I would like, I mean, yeah, I would like to. But it's not something that, like, my bucket list. Like, I'm perfectly happy without that.
Wait, this doesn't have to be your bucket list. It's just 500 things to get you to think about your life.
Sure. You know, I could say a lot of things, you know, health-wise, I could come up with 100. And I mean health as in a genre. Like, I'd like to do a triathlon. I'd like to do an Ironman. I would like to do a triathlon. I would like to do a marathon, half marathon, you know, 10K, 5K. I would like to do a fun run. I would like to, you know, be able to become a professional cyclist or a competitive cyclist. I would like to be able to, you know. So, yeah, I can see how you could get through that list. That list might be kind of fun. I might start working on that. You know, write down 25
right.
things a day until I come up with my thoughts. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool, man. But like I said,
yeah,
some of the stuff I'm
health,
afraid people would criticize me on because they would say, like, well, that's you're getting a light. You know, you're losing sight of what the you're losing sight on what the premises was or the reason you're doing it, you know. You're losing sight of that. I don't know. I think that's what I would worry about.
No, who cares about what people think, man? It's you. You're getting to know yourself. You're getting to know more about yourself. You're getting to know who you can become. You're getting to know your goals. You're getting to know what you want to do in life. And then you can break them down. You can do 100 in fitness. You can do 100 in finance. You can do 100 in relationships. You can do 100 in 100 in. You can do anything and everything. It doesn't have to be, oh, I just want to go places and meet people. No, it can be a plethora of things.
That's pretty cool. I like that. You know, Steve Harvey is a guy, I mean, one could argue right now is the hardest working man in show business. What game show is he
right.
not hosting? That's the game
That's
we could play
oh,
right now.
Go ahead, buddy. I'll let you finish. I'll hit you with this.
Honestly, I was going to ask you, isn't his suits kind of nice? Doesn't he have nice suits?
Yeah, I actually own a few of Steve Harvey's stuff. Okay, so you're talking about
I know
about,
you said you weren't big
right?
on the football players. What was his name?
Michael Strahan? No,
Michael.
They're too expensive.
Yeah, you... Okay, go ahead. What were you saying? Moving right along? It's not Style Sunday.
No, we can do men's. As soon as we get done with this little bit, we can do men's fashion Monday or men's something Monday. Okay, so you're talking about being a basketball player, right?
Sure.
At age 31? Check out Walter
yeah.
Bond, man. Walter Bond. He played for the University of Minnesota. He was a shooting guard. He was like in his 30s.
You know what we call those, though?
Was it?
We call those the exception. It's so hard. People feel like they can do what the exception is. You know, Diamond Dallas Page didn't become a professional wrestler until he was 35 years old. He peaked at 46, signed a multi-million-dollar three-year contract at 46 years old. He's the exception. No one else in the history of wrestling has done that. No one else but Walter Bond, if that's what he said his name was, has done that. Walter Bond has done that. It doesn't mean it's impossible, but it means he's the exception. And I learned this style of thinking from my dude, Brendan Schaub. Now, Brendan Schaub talks about...
Oh, my God.
He says, like, people go to the NFL and you automatically assume they're millionaires. The millionaires are the exception. When you talk about pay and the NFL's pay, you talk about Tom Brady and his $80 million contract. You talk about, you know... Tony Romo and his $43 million contract, or Dez Bryant, his $60 million contract. You know, even at, let's go to professional sports. You talk about LeBron James and his $80 million contract, $100 million contract. Those are the exceptions. That's why we talk
right.
about them. You know, I think we fall
right.
victim, far too often we fall victim of comparing ourselves to the exceptions. I understand shoot for the moon and you'll land somewhere among the stars, but I think sometimes you set your goals so high in the beginning, like, well, I'm going to do what Walter Bond did. I'm going to be 32, and I used to be really good at basketball, and I could probably get back to it because of muscle memory. If I don't make it for Minnesota, I failed. Well, technically, I would win by just getting back into shape and picking up a sport that I used to love.
Yeah, basically, all he did is he was a healthcare administrator for, he played in college, he couldn't get into the pros, so there he went on to business, right? So he was a healthcare administrator at a health clinic or a hospital, I believe, and he gave up on his dream. His dad's like, you know what, I really want you to play. I think you have something great in you. And he said, you know what, it took me 5 years of shooting basketball 4 to 5 hours a day, giving up my time, losing weight, getting back into shape, and I finally made it with the Dallas Mavericks. And then for 2 years he did that, and then he was done. He hung it up. But he said he was, I think he was like 31, 32, maybe 33, fat, out of shape, had a desk job, but he said he put in work. And that's what Gary Vee talks about. He's like, I just put in work. But yeah,
it's funny that you're talking about putting in work because I listened to Diamond Dallas Page today on the On It podcast, and that's what he said he realized. At 35 years old, he realized the lesson that he had learned in junior high. He was a great hockey player, okay, from New Jersey. Diamond Dallas Page is a Jersey boy. He was a great hockey player, very good football player. He was great at both sports, good hitter, wasn't afraid of anybody, would go heads up to anyone. He was saying that he got hit by a car when he was like in junior high, and that messed him up really bad. The doctor told him he would never play hockey or football or a contact sport again because of being hit by a car. So he tried out for basketball because he still had the desire to be competitive and he still had a love for sports. Not just the two he excelled at, but just a love for sports. He tried out for a junior high basketball team, and he sucked. He didn't make the team, and it embarrassed him. And he said that when school let out that year, he told himself, I'm shooting basketball every day for 4 years, or I mean for 4 hours. So 4 hours a day, I'm shooting hoops every day. So that's what he did. He went outside, and he shot hoops for 4 hours. So when the 4 hours were up, he was exhausted, mentally tired, and he'd be like, I'm not doing this tomorrow. Well, then he got up and he was like, okay, I'm going to dribble 100 times with my right hand, 100 times with my left hand. I'm going to shoot for 4 hours. And every day that summer, he dribbled 100 times. He shot for 4 hours. He got to where anywhere on the court, he was hot. School season starts up again, and he continues to do it. He goes to school, does his schoolwork, comes straight home, goes right to the basketball court, and he shoots for 4 hours, or however the daylight would last. If there was street lights at the court, that's where he shot. So then he said basketball tryouts came, and he made it on the junior varsity team. So let me tell you something. He spent 3 months of his summer vacation in the first 3 months of school, so half a year practicing 4 hours a day, still sucked so bad at 6'4" in high school, only made the junior varsity team. So he hustled. He grinded. He pushed it to the limit and still only made junior varsity. But he said he was happy with that. He was happy with JV. So he says he takes his JV team to a national championship or a national game. He says he's so proud of himself. Like, man, I couldn't dribble this ball last year. He didn't make it to varsity. He didn't make it as a starter on this varsity team. But he took his junior varsity team to a national game. And he's like, man, I'm so proud of myself. So he comes back his junior year and makes varsity first string. So then he played varsity 2 years and was like a major player in the game. And he said, you know, after the high school, he was 6'4½", 225 pounds. Started kind of bartending and stuff, or he went to become a professional wrestler. And he said his ego was too big. He couldn't hack it. He didn't make it through. He started just kind of bouncing the bars and managing a couple bars in South Florida. And then he said he got back into pro wrestling with Dusty Rhodes, and he was just a commentator, and he was a pretend manager. You know, there's those guys like Jimmy Hart and stuff like that, you know, for WCW. And then he said that the guy that he was managing ended up taking more of a solo role where he didn't have a manager that would come out and do all the smooth talking for him and et cetera, et cetera. And Paige said, I'm 36 years old at this point, 36 years old, and I've got nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. I've got to go to the power plant. So 36 years old, he went to the power plant, and that's like where they, I guess, developed some of the best wrestlers in the world. And he said he thought back to times in his life whenever he took – yeah, okay, good. So, yeah, power plant. So he said he thought back to a time like, how can I do the impossible? How can I do the impossible? And he said he remembered being a, you know, 16-year-old kid who couldn't dribble a basketball And remember, that if he hustled, if he worked hard for 4 hours a day, every single day, whether he wanted to or not, he could accomplish anything because he's already done it once in his life. He learned, he had developed that neural pathway in his brain that said, if I work hard, I can achieve any of my goals. He started working at that power plant 4 hours a day. Within a year, he was signed to the WCW, and the rest is history. Diamond Dallas Page is a household name, and he says nothing beats hard work. That entire story was to tell you that Diamond Dallas Page credits his 35-year-old body, age, man, 35 years old, couldn't get his life together, couldn't do anything, related something back to when he was a child, which was basketball, and went back to that neural pathway that hard work makes anything possible and became a household name in professional wrestling. So, yeah, you can be that exception. You can be Walter, whatever his name was. You know, you can be that guy that just works hard. You can be Rudy. It is possible. Matt, basically what I'm telling you with, let's see, we still have 9 minutes of the show left. What I'm telling you with this remaining nine minutes is you can still be a professional wrestler, and I support you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I could never hack it at the compound in Atlanta. But, hey, now that we're talking about that, we've talked about hard work. Let's talk about not giving up, okay? One of my favorite guys that I love researching is Richiro Honda. Have you ever heard his story?
No, but I like his name. I'm in.
Okay. Okay. Well, he is the founder of Honda Motor Corp, Incorporated, okay? He started back in – he was born in 1906 in Japan. He was a Japanese entrepreneur. Now, I know I'm going to get some of this wrong because it's been a while since I've read up on the story again. He had the idea for mopeds, Honda, okay? He created Honda, the car Honda. Well, he started out as mopeds and engines and everything like that. And then he was going to build his own company. And back then, World War II was happening, okay? He was in Japan. And he ran out of concrete. He couldn't build his company. He couldn't build the foundation. He couldn't do anything. So he had to make it out of the garage. Well, with that World War II coming on, he got drafted, so he had to go to the war, okay? After coming back, started to do it again. Well, 1945, atomic bomb happened in Japan, right? Stopped, completely stopped operation on Honda Incorporated, okay? But he didn't give up because he had the joy of pursuing his dreams and not giving up. And now we know that the capability of his dreams came to life in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, big in the 80s and 90s. And he died in 1991. So if he can handle World War II, losing everything he had because of the war and hitting by a nuclear bomb and still make it, man. So hard work and don't give up.
I love it. That, you know, that's the spirit. That's the human spirit, you know. But again, he's for sure the exception. He's for sure the exception. And I think that sometimes we idolize, we look up to, we respect the outliers. You know, if you don't like calling them exceptions, you can call them outliers. We base our life and our thoughts and our opinions and our goals on outliers. I like to hear of the guy who struggled and made it, like us. You know, I like to hear the guy who was, you know, Diamond Dallas Page, 35. Neither one of us are 35. And he says he was a complete loser bouncing and running bars in South Florida. You know, here I am, 32. Here you are, 31. And we're both like, oh, why can't we get our life straight? Oh, what are we doing? Like, we're not living our passion every day. He didn't even know that professional wrestling was his passion until he started doing it. How badass is that? It's equally as badass as that Honda guy. That Honda guy had a passion so strong that not even a nuclear bomb could distract him from his passion. Holy shit. Say that again. Not even a nuclear bomb could stop that guy from chasing his passion. That's insane. But he's the outlier. You know, I don't think all of us are outliers. You know, I think some of us will have humble success stories. You know, I don't think all of us are born knowing about what we want to do. It seems like that guy was just like Benjamin Franklin, just was an inventor, you know, knew what he was doing, knew his calling, had his gift early. And that's one thing you talk about a lot in previous podcasts is like finding out what your gift is. Why are we 31 still struggling to find our gifts when there are those exceptions like that Mr. Honda, who knew his gift at such a young age and had such a bond to his gift that not even a nuclear bomb distracted him from obtaining his goals. Holy shit. Sometimes me being tired will distract me from getting my goals. You starting this podcast, playing touch butt with your wife, distracted you from your goals for a moment. This guy, a nuclear bomb, went off, and it did not distract him from his goals. What is wrong with us? And I think sometimes that's the problem. That's the mentality that breaks people before they ever reach greatness. What's wrong with us whenever he has that kind of iron will or when he has that bond, that connection to his gift, yet you and I don't even know what our gift is? We know we have one because the Creator, God, has given us all one.
Right. I mean, the probability of us being human is 1 in 400 trillion. So you are here for a reason. Some of us find passions, gifts, callings sooner than others. The blessed ones do. Some find later than others. But I think the way that you find your passion, the way you find your gift, is something you do so easily without any effort at all. Something you spend all day on. Something that you can wake up and do it with no effort, no talent, no nothing. That's what I think
you're saying. I think you and I are podcasters. If that's the case, I think what can I do all day, every day, not get paid for and not care, but still want to do? Podcasting. I love this.
That's your passion.
You don't live in the same city as me anymore, and I hardly get to see you once or twice a year. And we went almost a decade without seeing each other, half a decade without even talking. This brings me back to our friendship and what means a lot to me, which is you. And then we share the same interests, the same goals, we're so connected on that level with going almost a decade without talking, without seeing each other, with going half a decade, 5 years without even talking. We reconnect and we're into the same stuff. And then this podcast is a way to still be your friend, to still have an hour or 30 minutes of pure conversation with you a week. I could do this the rest of my life and have zero listeners and never make a penny, and I will cherish every moment of it. And it just hit me. This is what I want to do. This is it. I put my kids to bed before we went live tonight because it's summertime. They get to stay up late. I told my wife I'm going outside to podcast, and I look forward to this. You sent me a message today at 4 o'clock and said, by the way, the show's set for 4. I text back something ridiculous because I was so excited. I love podcasting. I love this journey. I just hope something comes from it because this is what I could do all day, every day, never make a dollar from, and enjoy it from beginning to end. That being said, we have less than a minute.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Tiger wraps it up, which is very lengthy today, which I love, we've learned three things. It's easy to find your passion. It's something that you can do without any effort. Number two is to work hard. You've got to work hard for your dream, no matter how old you are or what age you're at, and never give up. No matter if it's a nuclear bomb going off or what, never give up. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and to my left, my beautiful Tiger Taylor. Good night, everyone.
Good night.